When Michael J. Fox emerged from the Caribbean waters on December 31, 1999, and calmly told his wife Tracy he was leaving his hit show Spin City, it marked the end of one remarkable journey and the beginning of another. The decision wasn't impulsive, but the culmination of years wrestling with his Parkinson's diagnosis, received in 1991 at just 29 years old. The tremors that once could be masked through medication had become increasingly difficult to hide on camera. The irony wasn't lost on him. Just as he had mastered the emotional and intellectual dimensions of acting, his body was becoming an unreliable instrument. Fox kept his diagnosis private for 7 years, sharing his fears only with close friends and family. His 1998 public disclosure came primarily from seeking relief from the strain of secrecy. Through online Parkinson's forums, where he used an alias, he discovered the vastly different experiences of fellow patients, many lacking his advantages of family support and financial security. This contrast ignited a sense of responsibility. Within months, Fox found himself testifying before a Senate subcommittee about funding disparities for Parkinson's research. When Dr. Gerald Fischbach suggested the disease might be cured within 5 to 10 years with sufficient funding, Fox became determined to create a streamlined foundation supporting underfunded scientists. The Michael J. Fox Foundation launched with a revolutionary approach, immediately deploying funds to researchers rather than building endowments. "We're not setting up a bank," Fox explained. "When money comes in, it will go back out immediately." This urgency to achieve obsolescence became their defining philosophy. Fox's advocacy intensified in 2006 when he launched a focused campaign supporting pro-stem cell research candidates in the midterm elections. Working with strategist John Rogers, they targeted close races where candidates had clear positions on stem cell research, regardless of party. His campaign ad sparked controversy when radio host Rush Limbaugh accused Fox of faking his symptoms to manipulate voters. During an interview with Katie Couric, Fox visibly struggled with tremors that dislodged his microphone. Katie calmly refastened it while Fox emphasized, "We're not interested in being exhibitionists with our symptoms or asking for pity. We're just resolved to get moving with this science." Fox sees faith as an extension of optimism and hope. Though spiritual rather than religious, he believes understanding is the antidote to fear. Respecting it doesn't mean tolerating it, and you can only vanquish an enemy you respect, have fully sized up, and weighed by every possible measure. His spiritual journey led him to connect deeply with Jewish culture after marrying Tracy, who is Jewish. Through Rabbi Josh Davidson, Fox embraced Tikkun Olam, repairing the world, a principle that aligned with his advocacy work. At his son Sam's bar mitzvah, Fox shared a story about teaching Sam to ride a bicycle, a metaphor for finding one's path despite obstacles. On his 20th wedding anniversary, Fox reflects that his diagnosis hasn't diminished his marriage but enriched it. While others see Tracy as a caretaker, she rejects this label, maintaining their equal partnership. The greatest challenge she faces is not having a Parkinson's patient for a husband, it's having me for a husband, Fox acknowledges, noting his personality quirks often present bigger challenges than his medical condition. Their relationship has deepened beyond their early Hollywood romance. "The more complicated it gets, the more it seems to bring out the best in us," Fox observes, describing their intricate dance of mutual support. At a Columbia University event when Fox experienced a severe Parkinson's episode, Tracy provided subtle assistance and eventually led him out during a break. Fox appreciates how Tracy has become an expert at folding back the flaps, tipping it over, and easing me out of the box Parkinson's puts him in, preserving his dignity while providing essential support. Fox compares first-time parenting expectations to brides imagining they've married a prince. He contrasts his free-range childhood with the overprotective approach they initially took with their son Sam. He observes that children are more like jukeboxes than instruments. Parents can put in your two bits, but they're going to play their own tune. "The hardest part of parenting," Fox acknowledges, "is watching children suffer. You can only be present, Be aware, be responsive, be compassionate, and love that child with everything you have. In June 1997, Fox prepared for a 16-day cross-country trip with his son Sam. As he struggled to assemble a model boat for Sam's birthday, Fox confronted his Parkinson's limitations. Despite doubts, he meticulously planned their journey from New York to Malibu. When Sam asked, "Are we there yet?" in Wyoming, Fox turned it into a teaching moment, having the kids explore their surroundings, teaching them that we are where we are. If we keep moving, we'll be someplace else. We'll know when we get there. 8 years after retiring from acting, Fox's life is thoroughly filled with foundation work, advocacy, spiritual exploration, and family, his four pillars. A typical week demonstrates how these sustain him. On Friday, Fox plays Dwight, a wheelchair-bound former extreme sports enthusiast on Rescue Me, embracing the role despite the challenge of portraying a paraplegic while managing his Parkinson's symptoms. I'm a human whirligig. The next day, he attends synagogue for his sister Karen's yard site. Sunday finds him cheering Team Fox runners at the NYC Marathon with his daughter Esme. Monday brings his daughter's birthday celebration, and on Election Day, Fox votes early, reflecting on collective hope. Wednesday, he performs at his foundation's annual fundraiser, playing his Les Paul guitar alongside The Who's Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey, announcing to 1,000 guests, "This is almost worth getting Parkinson's for." By spring 2009, the foundation will have funded nearly $200 million in Parkinson's research. Throughout his journey, Fox transforms what could have been a narrative of loss into one of discovery. His optimism isn't blind positivity or denial. It's a hard-won perspective that acknowledges difficulty while refusing to be defined by it. "Optimism is a choice," he writes, "but it's not simply a matter of attitude. It's how we engage with the world." Perhaps most remarkably, Fox maintains his sense of humor throughout. Whether making height jokes, describing his dyskinesias as making him look like a beach ball on a boat deck, or finding comedy in life's most challenging moments, his laughter becomes its own form of resistance. Always Looking Up ultimately offers a radical proposition that our greatest challenges may contain our greatest opportunities. For everything this disease has taken, something of greater value has been given. Sometimes just a marker that points me in a new direction that I might not otherwise have traveled. In this perspective lies not just inspiration, but a practical philosophy for navigating life's inevitable difficulties. Always looking up, not just physically due to his height, but metaphorically toward possibility rather than limitation.